Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, albeit a little bit cold. And you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. As always, if you'd like to call in today and talk with me and my guests, or guest, the number to call is 513-563-1480. And on today's show, we're going to talk a lot about some of the new tax breaks that are coming from Columbus. If many of you know that there were some tax advantages or some tax breaks that are coming to property taxes, and I'm going to go over those a little bit. We have in studio with us today, and I talked to him a little bit before we came on. I said, I set you up pretty good today, Rick. Well, Rick Barrick from, where is it now? Not Cross Country Mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage. Yeah. Okay, Cross Country Mortgage. And we're going to go into a little bit more about the 50-year mortgage, the portable mortgage, a lot of those topics that I spoke about the last couple of weeks, which, you know, as a real estate agent, I know a little bit, but I'm not the professional. That's why I wanted to bring Rick in to kind of go over this a little bit more so that as many of you who are out there that were listening and had some questions or were giving us calls on these topics, now you can really call in and get the nitty-gritty on it. So to kind of start off today's show, I know that we just had Thanksgiving. And I know last week we talked about what we were thankful for, and I was actually more thankful for rest because it was quite a event-filled Thursday. Mom and I went to the National Exemplar for dinner, and I will tell you that if you know you are a family that doesn't want to cook and wants to have a good place to go for Thanksgiving dinner, I highly suggest the National Exemplar because, my God, the food was absolutely incredible. And like I mentioned last week, I mean, it's amazing to me how many families don't like to cook. They like to go out and eat. I mean, we saw families of like 8-10 people.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, you know, I mean, I get it. You know, if you busy life.
It's also when you get older, you know, when you get like you're like, so I'm going to be an empty nester next year. My youngest is a senior in high school.
Oh, yeah.
So after that, and you know, once they get to a certain point that, you know, they don't want to come over and hang out with the, you know, the parentals,
yeah,
you know, or they might go out for a little, had too much the night before the amateur hour, the night before Thanksgiving,
yeah,
you know, and you're not the only friend. I've had a couple of friends that went out and went to not the necessary National Exemplar, but another restaurant because they didn't want to cook,
right?
And they make reservations like months in advance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And and you absolutely have to, you know, because the places fill up. I mean, Exemplar was absolutely packed. Even the bar, you know, they're, you know, of course, folks sitting around the bar, I guess mostly waiting for their tables to open up. But anyway, so it was a good Thanksgiving. And, you know, oddly enough, as much as, you know, Thanksgiving is traditional with turkey and stuffing and all that kind of stuff, I, you know, Mom and I had prime rib potatoes and, but it was really, really good. It was really, really enjoyable. So, anyway, so I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. And of course, yesterday was Black Friday. I actually was out a little early yesterday morning because, number one, I had to pick up a couple of things, chili but open. Number two, yeah, the chili opened. So, you know, as many of you know, I'm an avid golfer, and
you
every year,
golf.
Huh?
You try to golf.
I try to golf. Well, so do you.
I know.
So every
we
year.
We try to golf.
We try to golf. I know. Well, the bourbon helps.
Yeah, it does.
There is an outing that takes place up in Springboro at Heatherwood Golf Club every day after Thanksgiving called the Chili Open. Now, the last 2 years has been under 40 degrees. Last year was crazy because we actually had snow.
Yeah, it was like, I remember last year, we could barely feel our fingers. It was like in the 20s.
Oh, yeah, easily. And then yesterday, well, the good thing was at least the sun was out. That made it a little more bearable. But I came prepared. Yeah. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. Got two blankets, the propane for the cart heater, more hand warmers. I even bought a new pair of shoes.
Man, you're too bougie for that. You had to get a warmer.
Well,
in my car. Come on.
I mean, you know, of course, it didn't really help because by about the 17th hole, I was like cold enough I could barely swing the club.
Yeah.
You know, you hit the ball wrong, you really feel it.
Oh yeah.
Your hands like, oh my gosh. But anyway, so it was a lot of fun, and today is what, Small Business Saturday. So if you live in some of the neighborhoods around town, get out and support the small businesses.
I do have a little plug for my friend that has in Newtown. They have Mercantile on Main.
What is it?
It's called Mercantile on Main. She does all the handcrafting and all that. It's kind of like a, candles, and she does a lot of stuff for the high schools.
Yeah.
Makes like handmade hats, stuff like that. So this is a huge day for her. So
if you head down
to Newtown, Mercantile on Main.
Mercantile on Main in Newtown. So write that down, folks. If you're out looking for some nice little boutique shops to hit today, try that. If you're looking for gym memberships, don't go to Planet Fitness or Crunch. Go to Iron Sharpens Iron Gym in Norwood on Montgomery Road across from Indian Mound next to CVS. Aaron and Alex and the gang will be happy to give you good deals for personal training, which I will plug them from here till whenever, because honestly, it's been a game changer for me. I absolutely do. Well, because, and I've said it before, when you go to the big gyms, not that there's like any like social anxiety or anything like that, but got to wait for, if you have to wait for to get on a machine, or you have to wait to get on a treadmill, or, you're not comfortable wanting to really stand next to somebody or whatever, the personal training side of things really makes a big difference. I mean, it really does help.
I go to Crunch, so I know the Crunch in Anderson there.
Yeah.
I go to that, so I know exactly. It's always packed.
So why not stay, is it a little bit more money? Sure. But is it worth it to have semi-private sessions with someone who's going to understand, how to make your body move or how to work different muscle groups? And, because really, so a couple years ago, if I would do a golf outing this time of year, I would go home, I'd feel stiff as a board, and then after I'd go home and take a nap, I'd wake up and I could barely, not that I could barely move, but it would be kind of difficult. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, I'm fine. I'm bouncing around.
Moving and grooving.
Yeah. So anyway, so I thought I got some interesting statistics here. And this is, we were talking about Black Friday and, everybody. And, of course, Monday is Cyber Monday.
Billions of dollars.
Oh, my God. It's insane. Well, everybody wants to say, the economy's bad. I mean, if you tried to get into Kenwood Mall yesterday, yeah, good luck.
I saw Fox 19 was there, and it was like 8:45 or 9:15. It was 9:15. It was absolutely packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. And I understand people wanting to get good deals, but and this goes back a few years, but I think it still happens. When Best Buy or some of the electronics stores have their, doorbuster specials, and you could get like a 50-inch TV for $50. And
now it's an 80-inch.
Oh, now it's 80-inch?
Yeah, they can get like 85-inch for like $280, $350,
Well, like 80-inch?
Yeah, huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess when I play Call of Duty, I guess I could give myself a bigger screen.
Yeah.
I know. Well, hey, you know what? I can be 53 years old, but still have, still have some of my inner child. I mean, I still like video games here and there,
Yeah, I play Fortnite.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Are you serious?
I do.
Oh, my. Okay.
I play Fortnite.
You play Fortnite?
I do. My kids got me into it back when it first came out. And, I'm not a big gamer, but it's kind of like, and it's mobile. I do it on my phone, so I don't log into like the PS or anything like that. So I do Fortnite mobile, and it was gone for a couple years. And now it's kind of like my downtime when I'm, I put my earbuds in because the wife's talking or something. Get stuck in a corner. Hi, Chris.
And mom just texted too. I didn't see what she said.
But so it's just something I do, and I do with my kids.
I'll be darned. Okay, well, I mean, when you want to have bonding time with the kids, you throw in the old video games, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, think about when we were kids, right? Mm-hmm. And, we had family nights, you, your mom and dad, and my mom and dad. I mean, I remember mom, dad, and I, we would pull out, like, the game of life. That game we loved to play.
Chutes and Ladders was ours.
Chutes and Ladders?
Yep.
Yeah, so we would always, not always, but, some weekends we would pull the game of life out, and I was always trying to be the lawyer, the lawyer or the one of the I don't know, I guess the lawyer was like the top salaried job, and then you had all the other ones, but the thing is, those games taught us about some of them taught us about responsibility, or taught us gamesmanship or sportsmanship or fair play, or
Monopoly. You still had to
Monopoly. Right, money. Yeah, how to manage money, be responsible. Yeah. They don't have that kind of stuff anymore. I was talking about this too. I know I'm kind of going off topic, but you know, when we look at TV nowadays, right? And remember back again, you know, remember.
We're old.
That's fine. We're old.
I know.
There's no like family style shows anymore, right? So if you think back to the 70s and the 80s and even mainly into the 90s, you know, you had shows like Cosby Show, you had shows like Family Ties, you had shows like the Full House. You know, these are the kinds of
the sitcoms.
Some of the sitcoms. I mean, there were, you know, the Alice, the single mom, you know, raising her son down in Arizona. She was a waitress with the gal that said "Kiss My Grits" all the time. Yeah, Mel's Diner.
Yeah.
So you know, you look at those kinds of shows, and those were the shows that again taught us as when we were young, because we watched TV, how to be responsible, how to take responsibility for your actions, knowing that if you did do something wrong, you were going to be punished for it. Yeah.
Well,
right?
The key thing difference now is, in my belief, is your phone.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything's handheld now.
Yeah.
You know, there's none of that. Like, let's sit around the dinner table and watch Family Ties or
right.
whatever, you know, because you can like, oh, let's stream whatever, you know.
Well, and I see it all the time. I mean, when I'm out to eat, you know, with friends or mom or whatever, you know, you'll see whole families just sitting there, just all kind of engulfed on their phone, and they're not paying any attention.
And it starts at an early age.
It's,
you know, that's, I mean, we held off for, so I have a 20-year-old and 17-year-old now, and we held off, I think my oldest got it at like 13 or 14.
Yeah.
A phone. Now you see kids at like 8.
Oh, I know.
Or 7, you know, on their phones. And
or
you,
iPads.
You hear it all the time. You know, you can listen to any radio station, and you have people call in like, it's all, blame it all on the phones and everything. But there is something to be said about quality time with your family.
Absolutely.
Putting the phones down.
And there really needs to be. And I think that's something that, you know, I as a society, we need to get back to. And, you know, there's my little moral check for day. But again, anyway. All right, folks. Well, we're going to take a small break here. So, again, studio line is 513-563-1480. When we come back, we're going to get into property taxes. We're going to get into mortgages and everything else. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
When it comes to assisted living, there's no better choice than Chesterwood Senior Living. With their top-of-the-line support and comprehensive approach to healthcare, residents receive the attention they need in a comfortable and compassionate environment. There are plenty of opportunities for interaction and engaging activities to help you feel like part of a community while still maintaining freedom and independence. Stroll down Main Street at Chesterwood Senior Living in Westchester. It's where you can meet friends at the coffee shop, treat the family to a couple of scoops at the ice cream parlor, or duck into a theater for a movie. The decision to move into an assisted living community shouldn't be taken lightly. Understanding all factors involved before making a decision can ensure that you make the best choice. Call Jane at Chesterwood Senior Living, a CareSpring community, today. Call 513-326-4000 today. That's 513-326-4000.
Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GRAVY25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GRAVY25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GRAVY25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Dr. Peck does tremendous work for his patients in cosmetic dentistry. We took some care in selecting a natural color to my face. It looks good, but it functions very well. Getting a smile that I feel is natural has been a worthy investment. Dr. Peck is talented in cosmetic dentistry.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Jack, and I love my new smile.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Where the Music Is. And again, the line to call in and talk to us today, 513-563-1480. We're here today with Rick Barrick from Cross Country Mortgage. So before we took our break, we were talking a little bit about Black Friday. So here are some numbers. So in 2024, U.S. consumers spent a record $10.8 billion online on Black Friday alone, while global online sales for the entire Black Friday weekend reached $74 billion. Total U.S. retail revenue, including both in-store and online purchases, is estimated to be over $20 billion just for the day. Isn't that crazy?
Insane.
Yeah. So global online sales was $74 billion. U.S. sales was $10.8 billion, which was 10% higher. Global was 7% higher. And average spend per shopper was an estimated $674. There you go.
And that's just online, or is that total?
That's right? Total. Average, yeah. So average spend per shopper, and then the average online spending per minute. Shoppers were spending an average of $11.3 million per minute online during peak hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Crazy.
So you want to talk about the economy being bad, yet we're setting records with retail sales on Black Friday last year. I don't know what the numbers are going to be for this year, but like you were talking about Kenwood Mall. If you tried to get to Kenwood Mall yesterday, you were probably very frustrated.
They had a cop there at 71 South.
Really?
Yeah, like slowing people down because, you know, like people book down there and get on it. That exit had a cop.
Oh, yeah, the Montgomery Road exit.
Yeah,
I know. That had to have been an absolute nightmare. Luckily, I wasn't anywhere near there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So today's top 10 list, since we are getting colder, and folks, this is the time of year when people like to kind of get away, I did some research and came up with the top 10 winter vacation spots for U.S. people, for the folks in the U.S., and I'm surprised this is number 10, but number 10 is Miami, Florida. Number 9 is Big Sur, California, known for its majestic coastal views and mild winter weather. Let's see. Number 8 is Whistler, Canada. So it's a lot of ski resorts.
Ski.
Yeah.
Yep.
8 is Banff, Canada. Number 6 is, I don't know why this is 6, but New York City?
Probably Thanksgiving and Christmas and all. Year's. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, well, New York's about to go into the toilet.
That's a whole other conversation.
There, anyway, yeah, number 5, Napa Valley, California, which that makes sense, wine country. Number 4, this is an interesting one. It's kind of surprising. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Rugged landscapes and challenging ski slopes, as well as quaint mountain town vibe.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You know, well, I think a lot of people are kind of doing that.
Yeah, I think it's like the cheaper Aspen.
Oh, yeah, Aspen. Yeah, well, yeah. That's number 1.
Yeah.
Right, well, number 3 is Park City, Utah. Number 2 is Lake Tahoe. And, of course, number 1 is Aspen, which, of course, you know, is probably priced through the hilt because everybody wants to go there.
Yep.
Right? What's the other one out there? Telluride?
Telluride's one. Breckenridge.
Breckenridge?
Yep.
Yeah, I was never really a skier.
My kids are. So
really?
Yeah, so we're going to Siesta Key at the end of December.
Oh, nice.
You know, but they wanted to go skiing, and the wife's like, no.
We're going someplace warm.
Yeah, we're going someplace warm.
I know. Well, I think, and well, we talked about that before coming on. I think, you know, after December, I may think do the same thing. You know, find a cruise boat and just go away for a few days.
And you got to unplug. You really do. It's so important.
Yeah,
especially in our industry, you really do.
You have to. I'm sure a lot of other, if any other agents are out there listening right now, they're probably shaking their heads yes, and they're probably going.
But we never truly unplug, by the way.
You can't.
In this business, most people are like, you leave your 9 to 5,
mm-hmm.
and you're on vacation, and you don't have to. Like for us, you're always on your phone.
If I get a text message, I'm answering.
You have to.
I know.
Because they can go somewhere else.
It's insane, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, No. It's not insane. The way I look at it is, even if we're on vacation and clients are messaging us or texting us or calling us, that's actually a good thing.
It is.
Because
that means you have business.
Yeah, it means you get. Yeah, when the phone rings, that could be business.
Yep.
But you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, though. I love it.
Yep.
Anyway, all right. So Let's go into property taxes here. So earlier this week, I believe it was this week before, before Thanksgiving, the state of Ohio up in Columbus. Now, we know we've been, you know, the property tax thing has been a big issue for the last several years. And a lot of it was because tax commissioners for each county, instead of taking a three-year average of home value to determine the property taxes, were taking one-year averages. And a lot of that was because of all of the crazy, ridiculous price increases that homes were seeing during COVID. So now we're starting to kind of reap some of that because, as you know, your expenses go up, these property taxes go up, you know, it's becoming a real burden. But it also, and it's also affecting us as agents and lenders, because it's making it difficult to find appropriate or affordable homes for our clients, simply because not necessarily the mortgage payment, but it's the property taxes.
Yeah.
Right. So, and it's, you know, something that has been talked about and addressed, not really addressed, but acknowledged, I should say, I think that's a better word, throughout this state, I think it's in throughout the country. When even when you go on to the national or the cable news networks, they talk about this all the time, the affordability. And whatever is causing it, you know, one side wants to say it's all because of the last 4 years and the last administration. Some people want to say it's this administration's fault. Whatever the case is, quit blaming it. It's a problem. We know it's a problem. Now we've got to fix it. Now we've got to address it.
And a lot of it is, honestly, the property taxes are schools.
Yes, that is
it's,
true.
It's very, a lot of, it's probably, I mean, where I live, it's like, like 70% of our taxes.
Well, how much are you paying in property? What would you say, about $12,000 a year?
Oh, no.
No?
It's like $16,200.
$16,000 a year for property taxes?
So if you look at our my mortgage payment,
yeah,
my taxes are more than my principal and interest payment.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. And they're about to go up because this last election, we just passed the park.
Oh,
the Anderson
right.
Park District. So for every $100,000, it goes up $100,000.
Good God.
Yeah. So it's an issue, but it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, people, I honestly think because they're going to get their money somehow. Like if you look at Kentucky,
yeah,
lower property taxes, but then they get your car.
Right. Yeah. You with licensing and
like Tennessee, same thing.
Yeah.
They're going to get your money somewhere.
A lot of it too. I think they were talking in here in Ohio with, you know, hitting the casinos or hitting, the gambling.
Yeah.
Hitting those markets a little bit more tax wise. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's going to make it more and more difficult for you to go to, you know, Hard Rock or down to Belterra and actually win something because, you know, there's more taxes that are going to be coming into play.
A couple of programs ago, you're talking about the one out in Batavia, in the new subdivision was going out there.
Oh, yeah. All those. Yeah. There's
they
like
voted
11.
Down,
yeah. That's what's crazy.
But they passed it anyway.
They're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Mom and I were talking about that on Thursday. To me, that's insane. How in the heck can you be a governing body that is based everything, you know, we talk about democracy.
Yeah.
It everything is based on what the people say, what the people want. And if the people say no, well, then you're out of luck. But now, but Batavia's like, nah, we're just going to do
it. We're going to do it. It's too many houses, too many. It's
too much money. Where, someone's getting paid.
Where it affects is people that have lived there forever.
Exactly.
So you're going to have these new people coming in, not paying top property taxes
for like 15 years.
Something like that. I think it's like that.
I think it's 15 years.
But still, well, it was voted down.
I know. I'm in complete shock that when that basically just says your vote doesn't count. Your vote don't mean anything.
It does.
It's ridiculous.
It does show the bureaucracy of the government.
Absolutely.
You know, it really does.
It truly does. And we could spend 3 hours more. We could probably spend all day, but we got Ohio State coming up in noon, so we can't take that long. It's insane. But again, those are problems, you know, you and I can't really solve. We can talk about them, but we can't solve them. We can't even solve them at the voting box anymore. Yeah. But anyway, so what Columbus did here, Ohio legislation passed aims to reduce property taxes through several measures, including increasing the owner occupancy credit from 2.5% to over 15% over 4 years and phasing out the non-business credit for most properties. The bills also cap future property tax increases to the rate of inflation for both school districts and other local taxing bodies and grant local budget commissions more power to reduce unnecessary millage rates. These bills are currently awaiting, so they're all passed. They've been passed by the Senate and the House. They're just waiting for DeWine to sign them. So the owner occupancy credit. Now, and this is something I talk to clients about because, you know, there you have the owner occupancy credit. You also have homestead exemptions.
If you're over a certain age.
If you're over a certain age. Well, and in an income.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be under a certain.
$70,000 or less.
$70,000 or less, which most people that are retired are making more than that because you have to make that much just to afford a
house.
And
they still work.
Yeah, you know, some of them, a lot of them still work. Yeah, my mom, I mean, 82 years old, she's still, well, she volunteers, but she still does.
My dad, 87.
87, still selling cars. God love him. But anyway, so, but that is something that is, you know, designed to help. And there's also what the inflation caps mean. So like, let's say, for example, you know, I know, thank God, inflation has been coming down. So if inflation is, you know, 2.5%, then property taxes can't be raised by more than that, which is great. I think part of it, though, and this is, you know, just my humble opinion, is once we get leaders, and I put that in quotation marks, leadership that is fiscally responsible and understands the simple fact that you don't spend more than you take in and quit borrowing money from wherever you can borrow it for or from, then a lot of these things aren't going to really be necessary, right? Yeah. So, but anyway.
Good luck with that, by
the
way.
Good luck with that. However, those are some good things that are coming. They've been passed. Once DeWine signs them, they will go into a law, and that'll start next year. So you will actually start seeing some decreases in your property taxes, not to mention the fact, I have to follow up on this, but the Hamilton County had a property tax rollback this year because of the stadium deal. So I need to see, and I'll research this and find out if it's still going to be in effect, because I know it was in effect for this year. Not sure if it'll be effect for next year. But anyway, so some good things coming. And when we come back, we're going to get Rick here. He's going to talk about all the mortgage stuff that we were talking about the last couple weeks. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDGO, where the music is, and we will be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Get ready to unwrap the magic of the season at Yuletide Village. Step into a winter wonderland. Wander through a breathtaking display of sparkling lights. Discover unique gifts and savor mouth-watering treats. Visit Krampus to find out if you're naughty or nice. Yuletide Village at Renaissance Park on Fridays and Saturdays from November 28th to December 20th. YuletideVillage.com for details.
When you need the expertise of a top-notch plumbing company, it's Zins Plumbing you ought to call. Oh, they may be at the bottom of the alphabetical listing, but the service and pricing of Zins Plumbing puts them at the head of the class. They don't keep you waiting for hours on end on appointment calls. Zins Plumbing works within a two-hour time frame, so you don't waste your time waiting for a service technician. And when a Zins plumber comes to solve your problem, you can feel confident the job will be done right. With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know what the cost will be before they start. They bill on a flat rate basis instead of an inefficient hourly billing system. Zins state-of-the-art trucks carry thousands of parts to complete your job with no needless delays. Well-trained professional plumbing technicians and courteous customer service are the hallmark of Zins Plumbing. It's a local family business proudly serving Greater Cincinnati since 1976. They can probably schedule your appointment today. Give Zins Plumbing a call at 681-2501. 681-2501. Zins Plumbing.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
A good deal better at John Nolan. When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. Again, to call in and talk to me or Rick today to talk to us about property taxes and our next topic, which I think is probably going to take us through the rest of the show, 513-563-1480 is the call-in line. So Rick, you know, the last couple of weeks, and I know you've been keeping up with what's been happening in Washington with the affordability problems that that are facing the country. And again, whatever, you know, whatever's caused it has caused it. Now we've got to deal with it. Yeah. There's been a couple of mortgage programs, and I've talked about these, but I'm not the expert. I did some math and ran some numbers and looked at these things, the 50-year mortgage and the portable mortgage, but let's tackle the 50-year mortgage first. So we as regular as consumers, home buyers or whatever, you know, we're so used to the 30-year mortgage and we know what that kind of entails. But now you've got this new animal, and I said a couple things about it, but what is this 50-year mortgage thing? What can you tell my listeners about what's going to happen with this if it goes through?
Well, the 50-year's not going through.
No,
it's not going through. They've already switched off that. But what it originally entailed was, instead of a 30-year amortization,
yeah,
you went to 50 years.
Sure.
So you added 20 years on. So, but by the numbers, right, just by monthly payments. So what they're doing is they tried to make it more affordable for first-time homebuyers.
Right.
Okay, because of taxes, like we said. Sure. All that stuff goes up. So a 50-year, you know, is you add 20 years on the mortgage, but what they... When they first started talking about it, oh, it's great. You know, it's going to, a $300,000 loan, it reduces your payment about $323 a month. Okay. But you're adding 20 years onto your mortgage. The
sure.
interest on that, you would pay an extra, I think it was an extra $62,000 on a $300,000 loan in interest by adding that 20 years. Okay.
That's nuts.
So what they were trying to do is make it more affordable for first time home buyers. So like I said, your payment would go down $300-something a month on a $300,000 mortgage. But they're getting kickback because of the interest. And so right. equity building too. So like okay. a lot of first time home buyers, you know, when they, your first home's not, you're not forever home normally.
Generally not. No, yeah, five, so usually 7 to 10 years max.
Yeah, 'cause you don't know where you're going to be at.
Right.
You know, normally if, I mean, if the first time home buyers now is like in the 40s, unfortunately, you know, but if That's you're, just, if, yeah. but if you're looking at it as a first time home buyer, you want to buy that house, live in it for 6 or 7 years, gain that equity, and when you sell it, use that money to buy a bigger house, right, for a bigger down payment, and that's technically what's
the American dream.
If you go to a 50-year, cut that in half.
So that brings up a good question, because, you know, a lot of folks, and again, I don't know the true answer for this, but are those 50-year mortgages, it seems like it's just going back to like what we had in 2008 with those interest-only loans.
It kind of is. I mean, we do have an option for a 40-year. We've had it for about 10 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But the like Fannie and Freddie, they don't honor that. So
really?
Fannie and Freddie Mac, the two, and Jenny Mae is like FHA, VA,
sure,
those government loans, and then Freddie and Fannie. They don't honor the 40 years, so you have to do what's called a non-qualified mortgage. So it's kind of like the old subprime mortgage.
The what? Oh, subprime.
The subprime back
subprime.
In the day. Yeah,
yeah.
So they don't honor that. Now, what they were trying to do is, instead of the 40 years, bypass to a 50 year and have Fannie, Freddie, and Jennie Mae back those.
Really?
Yeah. So you can get a conventional or a government loan doing a 50 year. It's not going to go through. That's why they kind of side over to a portable mortgage now is the new thing.
Okay, well, let's talk about that 40 year mortgage thing, because I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
So, but is that something that... Can you recommend that, or how does the process work with that? Is it the same as a 30-year?
It's amortized over 40 years.
Okay.
You know, but again, it's, you're not getting the rates, the interest rates that you get on a regular 30-year loan.
Okay.
Okay, so like I said, to get a regular conventional mortgage, you know, good credit. So you want to go conventional route that's backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Right,
or
right.
If you go to an FHA or VA loan, right, it has to be insured by Ginnie Mae. Okay.
Right.
They don't honor the 40-year. So you have to go to a private side, which is called a non-QM mortgage, non-qualifying mortgage.
Okay.
Which is part of the new quote-unquote subprime side.
Yeah.
So if you don't qualify for like a regular conventional or FHA loan, a 40-year is an option. The interest rate's double. The interest rate's probably not double, probably 2 or 3% higher.
Sure.
So that's a difference in the payment. There's nothing because your interest rate's a lot higher.
Right.
And you're adding, even though you're adding 10 years onto it, it makes no sense.
Can you buy points on that or on those 40 years or
it doesn't, it's, I'm not a huge person that advocates for discount points to buy their interest rate down because the money that you're spending to buy that interest rate down, a point is a percentage point. So if you're
correct.
If your loan amounts a $300,000 loan, a percentage point is $3,000. Okay. If your interest rate goes down 0.5%, right?
Sure.
Your difference in your payment, since it's amortized over 30 years, it's going to take you 7 or 8 years to pay back that mortgage because it doesn't change your payment that much.
Okay.
So, but if, I mean, obviously, if people want to do it, they want the lower interest rate, fine. But you've got to, like, a good loan officer will actually break it down, like, it's going to take you this long to make up that payment.
Right.
And especially a first-time home buyer, the odds of them being at a house by the time they make up that point is slim to none. The average person refinances or sells in 7 to 8 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the numbers I had were like, I think the average, like around 10 years. But yeah you're right. Well, and you know, and I have clients that I worked with, you know, maybe 4 years ago that are now saying, hey, you know, we're looking to do. I'll give you an example. I have one client that is. He bought his home over in Amberley about what I think it was 4 years ago, and now he's coming to me saying they're looking for like a family compound. Now they want to sell that house and they want to get the whole family, which has become a thing.
Yeah.
And you know, so that
go
you
out
know,
to Brown County.
No, they want to find something within the 275 loop. I'm like,
good luck with that.
Yes, it's going to be a challenge, but. It's certainly going to be worth it if I can find the right property for him. But anyway, I mean, that's beside the point, but you see where, yeah. So, you know, you're right. And,
you got to look long-term.
Well, and I think, you know, because every generation is a little bit different. I mean, you look at our parents. I mean, you know, my mom, you know, we lived on, in Mount Washington. We lived in that house for from 1974 until, well, just a couple years after my dad died, 93. Yep. So mom was there until she retired, 97. So
is still in the house I grew up in.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, completely paid off. You know, you've got the house. You own the land. I mean, your dad's sitting on a gold mine. And I'm probably still getting dozens of phone calls.
But the interest rate got it at was in the 78 was like 16%.
Yeah.
But he only bought it for $28,000.
Yeah.
So the price is going up. You know what I mean? It's like
Well, where it is in Anderson Township, I mean, your dad could probably easily get it a couple million for it.
Circling back to that 50-year.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason why it got kiboshed is the interest. You know, they were trying to bring out something, again, like I said, for people to be a first-time home buyer for more affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now they're switching over this portable mortgage that they're trying to push in.
Yeah, so let's kind of go into that a little bit. So, you know, and I sounded like a complete idiot last week when I was talking about this portable mortgage thing. I mean, I get the idea, and I kind of likened it to buying a car, right? So if you're carrying a balance on your car, and you go to buy a new car, a lot of times that dealership where you're buying your new car from will take whatever balance you have left and roll it into the loan on your next car. Now, granted, you still got to come up with a down payment and everything else, but I kind of likened it to that. I mean, does that sound about right, or am I way off base here?
Basically, a portable mortgage will be, if it's passed, which is still probably not going to happen because, again, you've got the banks and, you know, to have to approve it, is basically you take your your existing mortgage, including your interest rate and terms, to the new property that you buy.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what interest rates are in 10 years, you take that loan to your new house, okay?
Sure.
Now, sounds great, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It does sound great because we're talking about, you know, folks that bought their home 3, 4, 5 years ago when interest rates were at 2%, right, 2 and 3%, and people were refining their homes that were in, you know, that had owned homes at that time and refinancing at 2 and 3%, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of folks, now granted, you know, the market has changed a lot. I mean, it's now becoming more of a buyer's market. simply because of the affordability issues, obviously, you know, and people needing to sell. And I know one of the reasons, because I've been noticing that foreclosures are on the rise.
Yep.
I think a lot of it is due to the fact that people were spending ridiculous amounts of, and I keep railing on this, and I need to stop at some point, but I probably won't.
List price purchase.
Well, they were paying $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over list price, and yep. that's ridiculous. That's like the same thing. I'll liken it to the car dealership. You go to a car dealership, you see a $10,000 car, and you say, oh, I'll give you $20,000 for it. Really?
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, but yeah, so that was the thing. So people were, you know, getting those 2 and 3% interest rates, and if they're in a position now where they either need to sell or they want to sell or they have to sell, for whatever reason, jobs, you know, in income changes.
There is why they're doing it. This, the people that have the 3%, the 4% rates, they're not selling because,
yeah.
you know, I think we talked about last time on the show, people aren't selling because they're going to have a 6% rate.
Correct.
You know, okay.
Right.
So they're thinking this portable loan mortgage will you'll be able to take that 2 or 3% with mm-hmm. you to purchase your new home.
Right.
They would have to revamp the whole mortgage industry. Okay. Because interest rates are based on mortgage-backed securities. So
correct.
MBS. They're not. That's not feasible in that market. Okay.
Okay.
So if you look at it, the U.S. mortgage system, which relies heavily on mortgage-backed securities, is not designed for portability as the value of these securities depends on the specific property backing the loan. So they're not, the interest rate system is not saying, okay, you have a 3% rate, go ahead and buy a new house, we'll just transfer that over.
Interesting.
That's not the way the system is built right now. So they have to go in and change everything about
wow.
this.
Well, we're gonna unpack a little more about this when we come back from break here. Remember, folks, give us a call if you have a question regarding any of these topics today. 50-year mortgages, portable mortgages. If you own a home and are thinking about selling, you know, Rick is a great resource to give you some great information about what these programs can do to help you. 513-563-1480. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Get ready to celebrate the birthday of the King of Rock and Roll. And you're all invited as WDJL Radio presents the Elvis Tribute Artist Spectacular. One night only, Saturday, January 10th at the Aronoff Center in Cincinnati. Starring Sean Clush, Cody Ray Slaughter, Brian Pelton, and Moses Snow. With very special guest Ed Enoch and the Stamps Quartet. Tickets are on sale now, so come celebrate Elvis's birthday. Visit etaspectacular.com today.
Has your neighborhood pharmacy recently closed? I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs. If you live in Northern Kentucky and your pharmacy has recently closed, Save Discount Drugs is your answer. Family owned and operated since 1981, Save Discount Drugs offers fast, friendly service, everyday low prices, and free delivery to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Don't get stuck standing in line at the big guys. Let us bring your prescriptions to you. Call us at 859-431-2857 and our friendly staff will be happy to help you transfer your prescriptions to Save Discount Drugs today. That's 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857 or SaveDiscountDrugs.com.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted broken or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks is a new concept in car repair. J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks brings the tools, the know-how, and the experience to you, avoiding the hassle of towing, waiting rooms, rental cars, and stress. Whether you're stuck at home, work, or on the road, J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks provides honest diagnostics, upfront pricing, and repairs done right the first time. From routine maintenance to roadside repairs, J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks will keep you moving. Visit J-Ron's on Facebook or call 513-250-9052.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 513-563-1480 is the studio line to give us a call here this morning. We've been talking with Rick Barrick from Cross Country Mortgage, all things mortgage, and it's, you know, mortgage rates and portable mortgages and everything you've ever wanted to know about some of the stuff that's being done try and help this affordability issue that's been facing the country.
The main
right
thing
now.
Is that they have to pass.
Well, yeah, that's
true. You know, these are brought up. All right, they're not. It's going to take a very, very long time for them to actually go into where we can offer that.
Sure.
You know.
Well, because when we were talking on the break, you were saying that, and I think right before the break also we were talking about the portable mortgages and. That, you know, like there'd have to be a complete revamp of how interest rates even work.
Yeah.
So that in itself is kind of scary. So, I mean, there's a lot of minutiae in there that needs to be, you know, hashed out. The same thing with the property taxes, right? So, you know, there's no real quick fix. And the talk of, you know, like people that are saying, well, just abolish them, get rid of them, get rid of property tax. Well, okay.
They're going to get their money somewhere.
They're going to get their money somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So same thing with these mortgages. You said the 50-year mortgage was not going to happen, which I think in a lot of ways that does make sense. For first time home buyers. So what are some solutions that you see that can help first time home buyers? I mean, if it's not a 50-year mortgage, if it's not a portable mortgage, what can first time home buyers do? What programs are out there to help them?
I mean, there's several programs out there, including down payment assistance, so sure. they can save money. But those are credit and income based, you know,
right.
to do. The main thing for a first time home buyer is try to put some money down.
Yeah.
I mean, the minimum down payment for a good credit is 3%, you know?
Yeah.
Which no one puts 20% down really anymore. I mean, you know that.
I mean, yeah, like I do. I've been doing this long enough. Yeah.
Yeah, you know that. And I mean, there's a lot of, like, going back to this portable thing, they're very popular in Canada and in the UK mm-hmm. because the mortgage term is shorter.
Ah.
They don't have 30-year loans.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you also have to look at, you still have to qualify for that mortgage.
Well, sure. Well, don't we have 15-year ARMs and things like that?
Yeah, but the ARM rate is, you got to comparable to a 15-year fixed.
Oh, okay.
The ARM rate's not that much lower, and you're taking more, you're more risk.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah, I get that.
We don't know what, especially now with the stock market up, down, interest rates left, right, center. You know, when that short-term fixed loan, like again, going back to the 2008, 2010, we offered 2-year fixed and then a 28-year variable rate.
Okay. 2-year fixed and a 20-year.
Yeah, so it's called a 2.28. Okay. So, but what you don't realize on an ARM, once it goes to a variable rate,
yeah,
and it's a short term fix. So it goes to, you know, 2-year fixed or 3-year, 4, whatever.
Yeah.
Once that goes to a variable rate, there's caps on how much it can go up each year. Normally, it's called a 2.26. It can go up 2% the first year it's variable.
Sure.
2% the second year it's variable, and 6% max. So if you start off at a 6%. And you let that go to variable, and the rates skyrocket, you can go from 6 to 12% in 2 years.
Holy crap!
Which is the reason, again, all this back in 2008 and 2010 happened, because we were selling the subprime 2-year fixed, because everybody's house is appreciating.
Right.
When 2008 and 2010 hit, everything depreciated, so nobody could refinance.
Oh gosh!
So
then
that
stuck
rates
with that.
Went up. So you had the option either pay your mortgage or put food on the table.
Oh, God.
So a lot of people went into foreclosure, which, you know, which was almost a downfall of this country with the subprime, you know, back then.
Yeah, I know.
All the bailouts.
I remember because I was living in Michigan. Actually, no. I was back from Michigan. You know, the condo I bought in Michigan was like $135,000 when I bought it, and I looked in like 2009, and it was down to like $64,000.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Flipping crazy.
So I hate variable rates, honestly. Unless a client wants one, you've got to make sure that you tell them the difference, and you've got to be a good loan officer.
Sure.
And tell them the difference between it and everything. But heading back to this portable mortgage.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, you go, this has got to go through the banks. The banks have to approve this.
Right.
And the banks will lose trillions of dollars if this happens.
Okay. Okay? I can understand that because of the
lobbyists,
interest rates. Yeah.
There's powerful lobbyists for the banks.
Oh,
Fannie,
heck yeah.
Freddie, Jenny, and like the mains. They're not going to, I mean, think about that. You know, you're going to where you can tell someone to take their 3% rate. But yet when they have the 3% rate and say their mortgage is $150,000, they're buying $300,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where's that difference come from? They have to put that money down.
Oh yeah.
Because that mortgage is transferring to it. So there's major downfalls to it.
Well, and I can get it. I understand that as well. So what you were saying is like, so if you are carrying your 3% mortgage, but the Fed rate right now is like what, 5.25 or 5. I mean, the bank's already losing money because that's the rate that they charge the banks to borrow money from the Fed.
Yep.
And then they got to put their interest rate on top of it for, you know, to say now, you know, your APR is 6.5, but our rate is X.
Yeah.
But if you're coming back to them and say, we're keeping a 3%, I mean, yeah, the banks are losing money.
Yeah. And,
they won't
and
go for
you've,
that.
No, they're not. I mean, it sounds great. Honestly,
yeah.
It sounds amazing, but the way this country's mortgage system is set up.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be very, very difficult for it to pass. And again, the banks and then, you know, the lend like Fannie Freddie and Jenny Mae, they're going to be like, we might as well go out of business. Honestly, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, plus, I mean, you got to look on it. Like I was saying, if this goes into fruition and you want to do a portable mortgage and your mortgage balance is $150,000 and you want to transfer that and you're buying a $300,000 house, you've got to pay that difference, so your mortgage is still 150.
Sure.
So you got to put 150 grand down.
Well,
to keep that.
But isn't that where equity comes in?
Right. But a lot of people don't have. Not going to. You know, that's a lot.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So if you're going to make it, you could put it down. Sure. Great.
So effectively, so my example of the car dealership thing doesn't apply. So they're not going to roll that. They're not going to roll that balance into
not
the
as
next
it sits
mortgage.
Now.
Okay.
You know, they
okay.
could change
okay.
it. No, but you would have to make up that difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
and again, and all this is trying to make the housing market more affordable for first time home buyers and to get the people that want to sell but can't because they think they're going to downsize and the mortgage payment's going to go up because of the interest rate difference to sell. So there's more houses on the market.
Right.
Right. But very far away from that happening. So what we do is just got to stick with your normal 30 year. I mean, good loan officer will tell you. You know, you break down each loan form because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they listen to the old mom and pop, you know, it's like, you need to put 15% down. You need to put 20% down.
Well, sure.
You know, and when you don't put 20% down, you have private mortgage insurance, you have PMI, very affordable.
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, I think a lot of, you know, that PMI, I mean, obviously is there. You can't get around it unless you put 20% down. However, you know, as you pay your mortgage, and a good financial advisor would tell you that if you have disposable income at the end of the month, you know, or when your mortgage payment comes up, put it towards the principal.
Yeah, and you can
keep paying that down because once you get to that 20% threshold, that PMI comes off, and that saves you another few hundred bucks.
So back in the day, they used to have biweekly. I don't know if you were back. This was, you know, back in 2013, 2014, people would sign up for biweekly payments to pay down their balance in, but you get charged a fee for each one.
Of course.
So what I would always say is like, do it yourself. If you pay one mortgage payment a year towards your principal, a 30-year loan will be paid off in 26.
Wow, that's amazing.
But you have to separate it. So if you look online, you pay your mortgage, you have your principal and interest, your total payment, then it'll say additional principal, additional escrow on there.
Yeah.
If you have to separate whatever you want to pay towards your principal on there. If you don't and you just lump it at the bottom, they'll take it to interest. They will not go against your principal.
That's a lot of great information. And, you know, Rick, I said, like, I'm really glad that you were able to come on today and talk about all this. And, you know, I think, you know, for my listeners out there, we probably just fed you from a water hose.
Spinning.
Yeah. However... you know, if you couldn't call us today, definitely, you know, you can reach out to me directly, 513-227-4284. And Rick, if my listeners have a question to you, specifically to you about their mortgage or anything that we talked about this morning, how can they get a hold of you?
Cell phone's the best. 513-383-2923.
Okay. And, you know, and let me, I'm trying to, so you are leaving your, you can, okay. Yeah. So you are going to be available all next week. No vacations or anything coming up.
Yep, I'm leaving, but at the end of December for a week, but I'm still available. Always available. Never will not answer a phone. It might take me a minute to get back, but you know, we're always available, right, John?
Yeah, that's very true. And now I'm kind of bummed that golf season is officially
indoor.
Over. Yeah, it's
I have
over.
A plug for Garage Golf in Anderson Township on Mount Carmel to Basque Road.
Absolutely.
Yeah, play there so tomorrow the morning.
Are you really?
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, so those of you that are golfers out there are plenty of good simulators. There's Five Iron Golf downtown. There's Garage Golf over off of...
All In.
All In Golf on Beachmont Avenue, and I'm sure there's some places... Of course, that's my main places. I live in Anderson Township. You live in Anderson Township. Yep. But anyway, it's a... I've got to get practice in. I want to be ready for March.
And how about those Raptors?
Oh, that's right. We forgot to... Yeah, the high school football recap.
Yeah.
So St. X won. Anderson won kind of convincingly. Both won kind of convincingly. Although
Anderson won by like seven.
By seven? Okay.
Yeah. They came by a big walnut.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Okay. Well, and St. X...
They're in the finals.
They beat Middletown 23-6. So, yeah, but this Olin Tangi Orange team is undefeated, and they look like almost like a college team.
They do.
They're... If St. X wins, more power to him. But good luck to Anderson. Good luck to St. X.
We have to go with the obligatory Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Yeah,
beat that team up north.
The team up north, down with Michigan.
OH, baby.
Nothing good comes from Michigan.
As a father, the son that's a sophomore at Ohio State, Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. All right, folks. Well, that's our show for this week. So thank you all for tuning in and listening. You have been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDGO, where the music is. And we will see you all next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.